I would like to invite Monika Gronska, Director of the Technical Assistance and Promotion Department at the Ministry of Agriculture. Monika is a recurrent speaker at FICOMPAS event, and I'm particularly glad that she could make it today. Monika, the floor is yours.
Welcome, everyone. On my behalf, on behalf of Grzegorz Puda, the minister, due to other duties, the minister could not join us here today, although he really wanted to. I would like to thank the organizers for the opportunity to present Poland's experience in implementing financial instruments that have been designed as part of the 2014-2020 EAFRD-RDP. The agri-food sector and agriculture in Poland plays a key role in the country. We now have 1.4 million holdings. The agri-food sector is one of the most important sectors in the economy, and its development determines the health of the Polish economy and provides access to high-quality food to millions of people. At the time of COVID, the COVID epidemic, and in view of the lockdowns, we have realized how important food security is and the supply chains are. Especially at this very difficult time, we are forced to re-examine the situation on the market. What we take into account is that the sector has to be supported with state aid, support to farmers and entrepreneurs comes mainly from EU funds as part of CAP. This is mainly grants, although as part of the rural development program, we also have loans and various other financial facilities. Such instruments are implemented in Poland as part of agricultural guarantees, and that fund was established in 2014 based on a market analysis as well as an analysis of the financial gap. The implementation of these instruments in Poland is done on a pilot basis. The 2014-2020 perspective is the first perspective in which the sector has been provided with loans. The main goal in rural area development is to improve the competitiveness of agriculture. And based on market analysis, we found that guarantees will fit very well into this intervention area. This goal will be achieved by supporting micro, small, and mid-sized enterprises in the sector as part of two measures: the modernization of holdings and the processing and marketing of agricultural products. In 2013, the Ministry of Rural Development signed an agreement with the with a bank that established a guarantee fund as part of RDP. This is the first financial instrument that is dedicated exclusively to farmers and processors that is funded by the EU. The main purpose of the guarantee is to provide farmers and processors with investment loans and revolving credits. The fund is also part of an entrepreneurship support program of the government, of BGK Bank. Now, in view of the multiplier effect of the use of these instruments, the use of 50 million euros from the fund will actually allow us to achieve the multiplier effect. We should have, as a result, 1.1 billion zlotys. The RDP support, which used to be on a grant basis, is now supplemented with loans in the form of guarantees for the repayment of loans. Soon after banks offered such guarantees to the sector, the ministry faced another challenge, which was the COVID pandemic, as well as issues related to maintaining financial liquidity on the part of SMEs. The question that arose was, how do you modify the guarantee fund, which only just took off the ground, to adjust it to the new circumstances? Before the pandemic, this was an investment fund. It was to allow farmers and processors access to investment loans. Under the current circumstances, there is a need to access revolving credits because of liquidity problems. As a result of the changes that were adopted by the European Commission in legislation concerning revolving loans, and as a result of the Commission agreeing to the modifications of CAP rules, we adjusted the mechanism to meet the current needs. 18.6 million euros was added for interest subsidies, and the combination of working capital credit with investment is no longer required. As a result, many farmers and processors used the loan to complete their or to ensure their liquidity. These sectors are very important for the economy because they are the supplier of food, but they are very sensitive to external conditions such as the weather, which are beyond the control of farmers. A sustainable farming policy ensuring high quality food should be a priority in the country as well as EU-wide. This should be ensured with grants as well as loans. We face a tremendous challenge these days, designing aid in the next financial perspective. I believe that adjusting financial instruments to the new needs of the market is also essential, especially now as the country is recovering from the COVID pandemic. Well, so much for me. I wish you a good conference. Please take advantage of our experience with suggestions to adopt new solutions. Well, thank you.